Education and screening for TB. Personnel should receive education about TB upon hire and annually, including TB risk factors, how it spreads, signs and symptoms, and preventive measures, such as respirator fit testing. Immunocompromised personnel should be counseled regarding potential risks associated with caring for persons with TB. It may be necessary to offer reasonable accommodations for the work setting. The facility's annual TB risk assessment will determine the types of administrative, environmental, and respiratory controls that are appropriate to the setting. TB screening risk classifications may be categorized as low risk, medium risk, or potential ongoing transmission. TB baseline screening should occur along with other screening efforts at the time of hire. For HCP, TB screening begins with an individual risk assessment, a TB symptom evaluation, and a diagnostic test. The TB test can be the PPD-based tuberculin skin test, TST, or the interferon gamma release assay, a blood test that measures a person's immune reactivity to tuberculosis. Treatment is recommended for all personnel with untreated latent TB infection, LTBI, unless it is medically contraindicated. Information from the baseline individual TB risk assessment should be used to interpret the results of a TB blood test or TB skin test given upon hire, that is, pre-placement. HCP who test positive for TB should receive a symptom evaluation and a chest X-ray to rule out TB disease. Additional workups may be needed based on those results. HCP with a documented history of having tested positive for TB should receive a baseline individual TB risk assessment and TB symptom screen upon hire, that is, pre-placement. A repeat TB test, for example, TB blood test or a TB skin test, is not required. In general, the CDC no longer recommends annual TB testing unless there is a known exposure or ongoing transmission at a healthcare facility. HCP with untreated LTBI should receive an annual TB symptom screen. Symptoms of TB disease include a cough lasting longer than 3 weeks, unexplained weight loss, night sweats or a fever, and loss of appetite. However, certain groups who might be at a higher risk, individually based on job, or those who work in certain settings where transmission has occurred in the past may still need to undergo routine TB screening. Facilities should work with local health departments to help make these decisions. Individuals who have been vaccinated with the Bacilli Comet-Guerin, BCG, vaccination, that is, those born outside the United States, might return a false positive TST result due to the BCG vaccine. As such, an interferon gamma release assay is preferred for individuals who have received the BCG vaccine. Key point: TB infection may manifest in different ways and pose different levels of risk for infection spread, depending on the individual. Some TB-infected persons are asymptomatic and not contagious, that is LTBI, while others develop TB disease soon after becoming infected, within weeks, before their immune system can fight the TB bacteria. Other people may get sick years later when their immune system becomes weakened for another reason. For people with weakened immune systems, especially those with HIV, the risk of developing TB disease is much higher than for people with healthy immune systems. As introduced above, LTBI refers to a condition that occurs after initial infection with tuberculosis. Within 2 to 12 weeks after the initial infection, the individual's immune response limits additional multiplication of the tubercle bacilli and test results for tuberculosis infection become positive. In these cases, certain bacilli remain viable in the body for multiple years, even though the person is asymptomatic and not contagious. Persons with LTBI will have a negative chest X-ray but should still be advised to report any symptoms of active disease that may develop over time. Individuals with LTBI usually require treatment to prevent the development of active disease.